let's move over to this board and let's talk now about the morphology, how we make these. All right, here's the first thing. We're going to take the regular verb and we're going to take lieu. So, here is the basic root, lieu. Here's the first thing we do. We duplicate the first letter. This is usually, in a redundant way, called reduplicating, but that's the way it is. Reduplicating it with an epsilon in between. Right? Like that. Le, le, lu. So, when you see that initial consonant there, ne, ni, you know, something like that, se, so, then you know you're dealing with the perfect tense. We do the reduplication of the stem. Next, what do we do as far as the terminations are concerned? This is the perfect, we're going to do the perfect passive. Middle and passive will share the same forms now. Again, like they did in principal part number one. And here is a tremendous distinctive of this particular so-called tense. And that is, it does not use connecting vowels. It simply puts the endings right onto the stem. Lelimai, lelisai, lelitai, lelimitha, leliste, leliste, lelintai. Now, I'm going to draw a line here at the end of the stem. We have my, sai, tai, metha, ste, untai, cameraman. See if we can follow here. We now have the return of sai. Sai is back. There will not be any contraction. So sai is the second person singular ending. No eta yoda subscript. My sai tai methaste untai. Here you can see the actual primary endings in all of their purity. Primary endings, I say, because we are talking about the present enduring results or state. The perfect tense, believe it or not, is a primary tense in Greek, not a secondary tense. Why? Because it's not dealing with past activity. See? It's not dealing with past activity at an indefinite time, and it's not dealing with past activity that's still continuing. It is dealing only with present enduring result. My mother and sister are locked up. The present enduring result. And that's exactly why we say, and this is why I teach this chapter backwards, that is exactly why we say that when you translate it, don't say have been locked up, say are locked up. Now here's where your example comes in. If you say something like, my mother and sister have been locked up, you mean sometime a couple of hours ago it happened. Whereas if you say are locked up, you are talking about the present enduring status. All right, now, lelimai, lelisai, lelitai, lelimetha, leliste, lelintai. Let's review the two things that are characteristic of this perfect passive. And when I say passive, it is middle passive, but you hardly ever see a middle that's always passive. First, you've got the reduplication on the front with an epsilon in between. Second, you have primary endings with no connecting vowel. Lelimai, lelisai, lelitai, lelimetha, leliste, lelintai. This exhibits the return of sai. Now, let's take a look at participles and infinitive. That is the infinitive. I take the sthi ending and I put the accent right onto the stem. Actually, it is not there. It goes right here. Lelista. That's the way it is. Lelista. It is back one syllable. But here's the point. The sthi ending is right onto the stem. What did I do on the front? Reduplicated the front. Just, I took the stem and put the sthi ending on there. Next is the participle. And the same thing happens. I do leli, and now this is middle passive. What is our normal middle passive participle formation? The men hamburger helper, remember that? Here's what we had for the present. We had leomenos like that, leli menos, and they put the men right onto the stem and pull the accent back one syllable. Leli menos. Leli menu. Leli meno. I'm just declining it now. Leli menon. And so forth. Feminine is eta. Neuter is on. So these forms are nothing. There are no endings, no terminations that are special that you have to learn. Regular middle passive infinitive endings, regular middle passive participle endings. So, and you put them smack onto the stem. Got to have the reduplication on the front. Yes. What's that?
The lusti, the infinitive form.
Yeah.
What is that in English? Is
well, translate. Well, I guess it would be to be loosed, to be in a loosed condition. I guess that's what you'd say. Oh, the participle is you'll be happy with this. There is a silver bullet. Yes. There is a silver bullet. There is a silver bullet. You are Matthew's successor. It just moves right on back. All right? And that is the perfect passive participle is the English perfect passive participle. So it would be loosed. Okay? It's a third principal part of the English verb. So if you had, like, say, supposing we had the verb, leo can mean to break, all right? It would be broken. Broken.
Or it is broken.
No, you just asked me for the participle. Okay. Broken. Yeah, so the participle is broken. So the participle, and this is an interesting point here, now that you're raising that, let me just detour my presentation a little bit right here. So, because that's a perfect passive participle, it can be used adjectivally, as participles can, just the way we would do it. We can talk about the broken watch, right? So, you could have here the the broken sword. Right. This is the perfect passive participle, just like English has the perfect passive participle. The broken sword. The scratched sword. You know, what this, you know, whatever you wanted to see. The destroyed house or something like that. So there is, again, Bill, let me say, this is why I explain the passive first. There's almost an exact parallel between Greek and English here. Yeah, there is almost an exact parallel. And as a matter of fact, let me just say, I wasn't intending, it's only when you started asking me about this participle in the translation, I wasn't intending to say this at this point in the presentation, but I'm going to. What Greek did increasingly, now this wouldn't have been particularly a classical Greek thing, but in New Testament Greek, in Koine Greek, you will see this. That is to say, they use what is called, let me put this up over on this board, up on the top here. This is what is called a periphrastic construction, which means something bent around to do something the long way around. So if I would say the sword is broken, I can do this. I can say, hey, machaira, and then I could do this. Lelitai. I could say it like that. The sword, it is broken. But you know what they did increasingly? They did increasingly what we do, and they did a periphrastic construction, which is this. This is not periphrastic. That's the normal way. Hey, machaira, estin, esti, le, li, mene. The sword is broken. See? Making it just the way we do. So, Bill, there is a silver bullet here. See? That perfect passive participle is our perfect passive participle. Broken. Finished. Healed. Therapoio.